Before Governor Cuomo delivers his State of the State address on Wednesday, people will rally in Albany for the People's State of the State address. The rally's point is to let lawmakers know what problems the people would like solved in the upcoming legislative session. At the rally on Tuesday will be representatives from groups such as Hunger Action Network, Fiscal Policy Institute, Reformed Jewish Voice, Physicians for National Health Program, and Interfaith Impact. WBAI's Rebecca Miles spoke to Mark Dunley, Executive Director of Hunger Action Network of New York State, about what some of the key issues for 2013 will be.
We started the People's State of the State address 23 years ago when the first Governor Cuomo was around. And at the formal State of the State, they never seem to talk about the problems that actually are facing average New Yorkers, the problems of hunger and poverty and homeless and unemployment. And so we use this as an opportunity to present a more real picture. Certainly this year, a key focus is to make sure that we finally get a hike in the state minimum wage, which we keep on getting promised but never gets delivered. We would like at least $10 an hour. We would like to see more funding for emergency food programs, which are not a long-term solution, but we've seen a 60% increase in the demand for emergency food since the recession has started, and a decrease, particularly in federal funding, but no increase in state funding. And I think people also want to see issues like campaign finance reform so that the special interests just don't dominate the process. One of the reasons we see so many people go into the food pantries and soup kitchens is because of high housing costs, so more money for, you know, rental subsidy programs. We're all very concerned about rebuilding after Hurricane Sandy. Of course, it was low-income people, senior citizens, people in public housing that took the brunt of the damage from Hurricane Sandy. We want to make sure that their needs are addressed in this process.
How do you make sure that these issues get paid attention to? Because it seems that housing is an unending problem, that the number of people that seek food assistance increases each year. And unemployment, certainly we're in a recession, but there's always been a group of people that are never counted because they've been looking for work forever. How do you push for these issues?
Well, one thing is that finally Vito Lopez, the assembly member from Brooklyn, apparently is not going to go to jail, but will not be the head of the Assembly Housing Committee. And while Mr. Lopez has always been very good about talking about the need to deal about housing, he's never actually done a very good job in delivering it. So you hope that we get a much stronger advocate who will really push these issues in the state legislature. I do think people need to be engaged and holding their state officials accountable. You know, I live in Bedford-Stuyvesant in New York City, and a lot of people don't really understand that the state legislature is probably more critical to their well-being than the city council. Yes, the mayor has a lot of power, but the city council doesn't, and that's what people in New York City seem to focus upon. They don't focus upon the state legislature. It really has more ability to control what goes on in their communities. And we need jobs. You ask any low-income person what their biggest need is, and they're going to tell you, I need a job that pays me enough to support my family. And it, you know, during the last Great Depression, when Franklin Roosevelt went from being governor to president, he put in the WPA Public Works Program to put people to work. And we need Governor Cuomo to do that as well. If the private sector can't hire people, we need to provide them with the public job. And, of course, a great place right now is to put people to work, helping families in the Rockaways and in Staten Island and, you know, Coney Island rebuild. There was so much devastation that took place that there are so many ways we could be using people to do work and, you know, work in doing child care and work in home health care aides. We think the government needs to step up and be the employer of last resort, but that's also why we need to get, you know, campaign finance reform, because as long as, you know, the 1% gets to buy the politicians in Albany and in New York City and Washington, D.C., the needs of the 99% just don't get met.
Mark Dunley is Executive Director for Hunger Action Network of New York State. He spoke with WBAI's Rebecca Miles.